Yeah, that was a beautiful time in life. I had toured a year and a half with the previous studio record, a record called Lead Me On. It met with great success, and I was pregnant with my second child.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, really touring, at a certain point in time, it's just better to stay home.
Right.
Balloon.
Right, right.
Give birth and go through that those early months. So the Heart in Motion, I was actually writing a lot of that record
right
at the end of a pregnancy and at the beginning of my daughter's life.
Okay.
And that record, because we were before that, you know, I had pretty much made a record every year.
Right.
But then, you know, you put a couple of kids in the mix, everything slows down.
Uh-huh.
So one of my managers, Mike Blanton, said, I think we should work with three producers. We could get the record done in half the time.
Right.
And they were all fantastic producers that I had already worked with, at least peripherally or directly. And so, I can't remember exactly what your question was,
but that's kind of how
it came about.
Okay, now, there's a bunch of hit songs on the Heart in Motion album, and, and you know, was there one particular song that, you know, the first one you cut, where you were and your producer or your team were excited, said, oh, wow, I think we got ourselves the pop hit and, you know, this is going to be great. I mean, when you're in the studio or writing, what was the song you go, yeah, I think we got it?
I mean, Keith Thomas wrote the music to Baby Baby.
Uh-huh.
When he said, would you write a lyric to this and do you want to record it? I felt like I had won the lottery just because that music was so compelling.
Right.
And so I just think having the chance to sing that song, to be a writer on that song.
Right.
I knew that song was special. And then beyond that, every song kind of finds its own audience.
Right.
But in the middle of the creative process, at that point in my life, I didn't, you know, the only pop success I had ever had was about 5 years before that with Peter Cetera. But that was his career, his music. I just sang a song with
him. Right, next time I fall, yeah.
Yeah, I don't really think my brain was on that wavelength.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we're going to bust through the top 40 with this one.
Right.
You know, I think I just, my life just had the pattern of making a record, or writing, recording, touring. It had just been in that cycle for, you know, nearly a decade.
Right.
And so, I was just, that was just the pattern of life. It was the season of making a record and,